Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. Eric has been right here in Silicon Valley helping people have remarkable retirements for 30 years now. He is here to help you today as well weather any financial storm. With everything going on in the world right now, Eric's going to outline some of the major risks that are on the horizon today, and he'll talk about some all-weather strategies to help you protect your savings no matter what kind of storm unfolds in the financial world. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy today, 800-454-1184. We give you that number because you can call Eric and his team for a complimentary appointment, all right? Or maybe just a phone conversation. Also complimentary, 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on, right? If you've been by the pump anytime recently or, you know, just buying groceries or anything, that we know that the world's changing and inflation's back and things we've been talking about that were coming, you know, are here. And, you know, as long as you have a plan for that works for everything, like you said, that all weather strategy, then you're okay. But the problem is a lot of times people were kind of only planning for the market going up and the Fed keep printing money and everything always only going one way, and trees don't hit outer space, and you know, so things also don't always go up forever. So time to have a little bit more reality check.
Right. All right. So we're going to get into the value of having a financial strategy, but I want to take you back to 2008. Bear Stearns, an 85-year-old investment bank, collapsed, and it was sold to JP Morgan Chase at $2 a share. You remember those days well, don't you?
Oh yeah. Yep. And yeah, who knew that was just going to be the start of it? Things that may happen down the road here too. Yeah, we'll have to see how companies are positioned for this, making this shift, because sometimes they're caught off guard, and yeah, that can definitely happen in a fast-paced manner. And you know, a lot of those people that worked there had, of course, put all their money in that company, right? And then, you know, oh, that's my retirement plan. I'll just sell off all my stock and oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't sell it off for much, right?
No.
So, okay. So that value in having a financial strategy that can weather all kinds of conditions. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, so the biggest problem, I think, is that really it all kind of starts, you know, going back to the 401k days when they first invented them. And originally they were pretty decent because they had usually a guaranteed option and they had some more options in there. Usually the insurance companies, investment companies would work together. Now, of course, it's all run by investments only. And so 100% of your money now is in the market. And when the markets go bad, guess what happens to 100% of your money if it's in the same spot, right? You know, they all go down. And, you know, there's no pension manager in the world that would put 100% of their money in the stock market. You know, they have private equity, they have hedge funds, they have, you know, real estate, other things. And sadly enough, you know, that's what we kind of get stuck with our 401ks. So, you know, you have to have some foundational money, some stuff that's not going to go away in those bad times. That's going to be there for you. That's guaranteed. Can't drop, but hopefully at least is earning more than 0.5%, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, otherwise you're not going to keep up with inflation for sure. And then you also need some steady income money, some stuff that is low volatility, but pays good dividends. And those kind of dollars can be great because as those monies just keep coming in, yeah, they can ebb and flow a little bit. Maybe they'll move up and down a little bit in pricing, but they're paying you that 5%, 6%, 7%, ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And then you can have the money in the market. But the problem is most people have, because of the 401k, everything in the market. And when the market goes bad, so does their account, right?
Exactly. All right. So obviously, you know, whether the economy is growing in a bull market or pulling back in a bear market, we have to have that strategy. That's what we need to get. Tell us what goes in. You have, you know, your blueprint to worryless wealth, and that's basically an all-weather strategy that works in all stages of a market cycle. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, really what we do is, you know, first focus on income. You know, you can't have retirement without income. Otherwise you're just unemployed, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that's the first and foremost, is making sure that that income, not only is, where is it going to come from? Because, you know, you need to have a paycheck, right? But But also, how is that going to be taxed? You know, which assets to touch first? And is it increasing with inflation? Is it going to be there for the rest of your lifetime? You know, does it run out at 75 or 95? You know, big difference, right, between
big
the two.
Time, yeah.
And so we want to know that before you go to retirement, because if you go to retire and then find out it's at 75, that's a little scary, right? Especially if you're 74 when you get there to figure that out. So yeah, we want to figure that ahead of time. You know, and then we also want to look at what kind of volatility risks that you have. You know, on our website, actually, at wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a risk score that you can take. And, you know, it just tells you from 1 to 99 what you're comfortable with, how big that roller coaster you like to be on. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just if you like to be on the smaller roller coaster and you get serious motion sickness and you don't want to be on the big crazy one, then you want to know that before things happen. Now, unfortunately, obviously for this year, a lot of stuff's already happened, but it may get even worse. So, you know, what we want to do is we want to make sure that, you know your risk level before things get uglier. And then also taxes. I mean, most of the problem I see is a lot of people don't really understand the taxes, and mainly because they're working with financial advisors that say, oh, we don't give tax advice. Well, you're talking about capital gains, IRAs, 401k, you're talking about all this taxable stuff and you don't give tax advice.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, so that's one of the areas that I think really people need to be focused on is, you know, there's certain assets that can be great in a portfolio, but they can even be better if they're in certain type of tax classifications. Like some of the steady income assets that we use have a lot of great tax benefits. Well, then maybe you don't want to put those in an IRA. Maybe you want to have that in your regular money and get those tax benefits. And so, you know, a lot of times people don't really understand, oh yeah, I should have my, you know, highly taxable stuff in my IRA and my more tax efficient stuff in my regular dollars, my non-retirement dollars. So just by allocating those a little bit differently helps out a lot. And then, you know, looking at healthcare pre-65, you know, if you're going to retire before 65, how are you going to get that until you get to Medicare, and then figuring out that whole Medicare stuff, long-term care, all those issues. And then lastly, who's going to get your money when you're gone? How are you going to make sure you're going to have that money there for you? So, you know, again, those are the five areas we want to look at is, you know, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And that's what we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We used to charge a fee, but right now we are waiving that fee for all the people listening to the radio. So if you want to go ahead and do that, then we set up the next meeting. We kind of show you what path you're on. We'll tell you what's good, what's working, what may be issues. There's no risk or cost to you. So if you want to set up that time, just give us a call and leave us a message. Or you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The Insured Retirement Institute says this. They say that about over 25% of workers are confused about how much income growth is needed to offset inflation, which is what we're seeing right now. 4 in 10 workers overestimate the amount of the average Social Security benefit. And then half of workers weren't sure how they could safely withdraw from those savings account without worrying about running out of money. What's your reaction to that?
They need to have some education.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they need to sit down with somebody and really talk to them and run the numbers out. And obviously, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, the biggest key is just try to be saving 15%. If you can get up to 20% of your money, you know, between short term, long term, and medium term monies, but save that money. But once you're in your 50s, you need to have some projections. You need to figure that out. You need to have that income plan. And again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, if that's something that somebody wants to get some help with, again, all you have to do is call and leave a message, or just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric, we've come to the time in our show where you tell us a story, some type of a financial failure. And of course, we do this so that we can learn from people who've had struggles in the past. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's actually back to the good old roaring 90s. And so I've got a friend who's a fellow financial advisor down in Southern California, and he was telling me the story about, he had this guy come in and he just said, "Now your strategies are too boring. You know, they're not exciting enough. You know, I've got $1 million here and I'm always making money. So I don't know why I even came to talk to you and all this stuff." And so he's like, "Whatever, you know, and well, enjoy, you know, what you're doing on your own and, you know, keep it up, I guess." And, you know, and the gentleman had $1 million saved up, and his goal was to take out $50,000 a year. And which, you know, that's usually fairly doable long term. Well, 3 years later, so after the dot-com bust and 9/11 and all that stuff, this guy actually called him up and came into his office again and said, "Can you help me?" He remembered him coming in before saying how he was doing all this great investing and all this. He's like, well, what happened? And he took out the $50,000, for the 3 years. And his balance now was $450,000. He'd lost half of his money. And now taking out $50,000 on $450,000, I mean, that's more than, 10% of your money. That's not sustainable. And so he was wondering, is there a way to help him, and is there anything he can do? And of course, the answer was, that was 3 years ago. You should have done something, and protected part of it. And I always think about that, just because if there's times when some stuff are just shooting up and going crazy, and there's a lot of difference. It's really hard to sometimes tell the difference between skill and luck. And typically with investing, sadly enough, it's usually luck more than skill. So a lot of times people think that they're doing great. They think they know it all. They think they're going to, time it all perfect. And then, life happens, things change. And then guess what? You don't have that money anymore. So yeah, it's really critical to have a plan that works in all situations, not just the good ones.
You can certainly give Eric a call. He's offering you his time. 800-454-1184 is the number that you may call to set up a discovery visit with Eric. So take advantage of this time to go in and talk to Eric about your own questions if you have something different than what we've been talking about. He can put you on that guide to a blueprint to worryless wealth, which he's offering to you today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and we're so glad you joined us today. We all know that technology is a dominant force in our lives. I love that we can do our shopping online. I love that we can do our banking online, which mostly my husband does, but just at the touch of a finger, we even carry our smartphones around and we can order things off of our phones. So it's pretty cool. But might we soon be hearing this as we start our retirement planning?
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Oh my goodness, that's the robot antagonist HAL 9000 from the classic film 2001 A Space Odyssey. But all joking aside, robo-advisors have honestly started popping up more. Of course, the first being released in 2014, which actually surprises me. I thought it would be a lot sooner than that. But Eric, why don't you explain to us what a robo-advisor is?
Well, it's just basically an algorithm, a computer model that says, "Here, this is how we're going to invest. We're moving the money around. There's no real human. You just go online, pick whichever happy meal you want." In essence, what level of risk do you want? And they're going to have a couple different flavors to pick from, and then they put you into that model. And it's low cost. It works when things are going up. There's usually doesn't work quite as well when things are going down. And there's a lot of things it won't do for you, but if you're just looking for pure money management, that's a way to go.
you know, allowing phone apps and these algorithms to help us plan our lives is actually becoming very prevalent. You know, we get our directions online from our phones. We actually can monitor our physical fitness, you know, by wearing those different apps. So why shouldn't we also consider a robo-advisor for retirements? What would be some of the pros?
Well, I mean, the main thing is cost. I mean, that's actually, it's probably the only thing is cost.
So,
you know, so really, they don't need to be fed, and you know, there's no other things. Really, all they have to do is make enough money to pay for the website, right? And pay for the people running the websites. And so, you know, on that side of things, I mean, yeah, they are a lot better because they've lowered the cost of investing. And so, you know, for some people, they can be a good way. I mean, especially if you have less money and mm-hmm. you're just starting out. You know, it's not a bad way to go, because at least, you know, you're going to get some money moved around and it's going to be diversified. And, you know, so it's not a bad thing in essence, but, you know, again, it's not going to help you with a lot of other things, right? They're only going to do that one thing. I mean, it's, you know, you program a, you know, something to do something, and that's all it's going to do. It's not going to create new things to do.
So the cons, what are the cons to using a robo-advisor for retirement?
Well, especially for retirement, is I haven't seen any that have any really great ways to solve the complexity of how to withdraw money in retirement. Building up money, accumulating money, that's actually really simple math. It's very easy math. Withdrawing money, when you have to throw in the into consideration, are you withdrawing from a Roth? Are you withdrawing from a taxable account, from IRA, 401k? So what's the tax ramifications of that withdrawal? What's the tax ramifications of the dividends and interest? Is that, you know, is that something, again, in what tax type of account is it? Is it a Roth or traditional stuff? And is it putting off passive income? Is it, you know, doing a lot of capital gains? Is it offset other things? Or where should this money be coming from? You know, all that stuff gets to be a lot more complicated because you have to know about your tax situation. Things change year to year. You know, if you're getting Social Security, how's that going to affect the taxes on the withdrawals from here? You know, there's all these other things that really, really are tough to play out. And again, these things are all 100%, you know, market investments. So there is zero security with those. So there is going to be no lifetime income guarantee. There's going to be no pension for anything. All these assets, by definition, have to be stuff that a computer can easily trade. So if there's some great investments out there that are paying you, you know, 6%, you know, ongoing, and, you know, have very great tax benefits, but aren't liquid and aren't tradable, they're not going to have you in those types of investments. So there's going to be a lot of the world that's going to be missing. Again, it's kind of like going to, you know, walking into a Toyota dealership saying, I want to buy a Ford truck. You know, they're going to show you probably a Toyota truck would be my guess. They're probably not going to call up Ford and say, oh, here, we're going to drive a customer down there. You know, they're not going to do that, right? They're there to sell Toyotas. And if you're a robo-advisor and you're a website just to manage money, they're only going to do is managing money really on an accumulation focus, but not on a distribution focus. And again, it's going to be all 100% invested. So again, you know, how much risk are you taking? You know, is there a way to know that? Well, yeah, one of the things you can do is you can actually do a portfolio analysis and say, okay, hey, Eric, you know, can you tell me what level of risk do I have? If another 08 happens, what's going to go on with my portfolio? If a great year like 2013 happens, what's going to happen with it? And in between, you know, where should that money be? Those are critical things to know before things go bad, right? You want to know that, you know, what's the worst case and the best case scenario before they occur. And then you also want to know, what are the things am I missing? What are the things that I haven't even thought about? I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you you don't know that, right? So if you want to take some time and really learn about what should you be doing today and what changes should you be making and how do I get to that blueprint to worry less wealth so that way I don't have to worry about my money, well, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and we can go over what your situation is and see if you want to do the planning or not. But again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So who's winning the battle between machines and mankind? Don't go anywhere.
I'll be back. Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less in retirement? That's Eric's goal for you. So you probably remember the movie The Terminator, about a futuristic war waged between machines and mankind. And the robots were named Terminators, which makes you think there's no way the humans could have ever won, right? However, this so-called battle between robo-advisors and the human financial advisors that we're talking about today does appear that the humans might be winning. According to a recent NerdWallet survey, 2,000 Americans were asked how they manage their investments. About 1,200 of them actually had investment accounts, and they were asked how they feel about using a human financial advisor versus a robo-advisor. So, Eric, tell us some of the things, the key findings in that survey.
Well, yeah, robo-advisors were definitely less popular. About 44% of investors were using a financial advisor, and only about 15 were using that robo-advisor to run them. And of course, the rest were doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is a lot higher with human advisors, where, 51% of the people said they were very confident with their financial advisor, with only about 34% being confident in the website or, robo-advisor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. And another key finding is, what we've talked about is that human contact is just a really good point for people who do not use those robo-advisors. So if you could, Eric, talk about the importance of having that personal touch when you're making decisions and helping someone with their retirement.
Well, I mean, if we were truly just robots, I think the robo-advisors would be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't do any, dumb mistakes. We wouldn't overspend in retirement. We wouldn't buy stuff we don't need. But, there's a lot of stuff that we would not do. And then, of course, we would also have rational tax laws. We wouldn't have the tax laws changing all the time. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have, a lot of the stuff that actually does end up happening probably would not be happening. But really, once you have that human touch, you kind of go, okay, well, how much are you really spending per month? I mean, that to me is the single-handedly biggest number that nobody can ever tell me the truth on. It's not that they're lying. It's just, they can't handle the truth Jack Nicholson. Yeah, said it one time so well, right? They just, people spend what they make. And you're used to spending it. And so if you plan something in some computer program and it's an unrealistic number, it's going to give you the correct numbers for that unrealistic situation, which is then not going to turn out well. Right. Mm. So really, that's the part that, I think that the computers and the websites can't really get right. And then also they don't know how to do all the tax planning around that. How, which money should you be taking from where, what timing, how do you lower your taxes over your lifetime? One of the most ridiculous things is asking a CPA or a tax person, how do I lower my tax this year? It should be always, how do I lower my tax for the rest of my life? And again, if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. And most people are asking the wrong questions. So the robo stuff may tell you one simple thing, but they're not going to look at this other stuff down the road and how it's going to all play out. So, I think that's probably why they're never going to be the full solution. They could handle some investment management, but overall planning, definitely, it's not going to be something that's going to be probably possible. So I would really steer clear of those people and really focus on somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means they have to look out for you. And again, if that's something you want to look at and you want to get that second opinion, yeah, that's one of the things we can do. We've been waiving the planning fee for radio listeners. So if you want to set up a time, we can do a phone call, find out about your situation. And then if you want us to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation, we'll go ahead and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, show you the plan you have now. You may not even know what it is, but we'll show you. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things that may need to be changed. Then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But at least you're going to get that critical information that you really need to have. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we're talking right now about the difference between using a robo-advisor or a human advisor, a real person. And the thing I keep hearing about robo-advisors, Eric, is their ability to help with that investment management because, you know, they have that algorithm that they can use and kind of make those decisions on. But we know in talking to you that retirement is so much more than investment. So can you explain all the other factors that go into retirement planning?
Probably the biggest one, like I said earlier, there was, you know, how much spending, you know, what is your spending need going to be in retirement? Figuring out that, you know, are you including vacations and fun in that? You know, are those realistic assumptions? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I mean, 28, you know, so far, but, you know, almost 30 years. I've seen hundreds of people retire. I know what they do that's smart and what they do that's not so smart. Something that you can't very easily program, you know, unfortunately. And so, you know, those are the things I can, you know, show people is like, oh, no, these are, you're missing this or you're missing that. I mean, I had somebody who was like, oh, yeah, my husband, she's already stopped working. And, you know, my husband may stop working now. And she paid off her house. And so she lives pretty simply. She's like, oh, I only need about $3,000 a month to live on. And I'm like, you're not even counting for health insurance.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, and it's like, hold it, you know, that's about another $1,000 a month. Well, on a $3,000 a month budget, you know, that's a big difference. And so, you know, so there's things that the robots and the web pages may not necessarily count for. And then again, like I was saying before about taxes, I mean, taxes in retirement are crazy. They are so much more complicated. Nobody believes me until the first year after they've retired and they do their tax return. And then pretty much everybody comes back to me and says, wow, now I know what you're talking about. And so the reason why they're so complicated is when you're working, you just get a W-2 and, you know, whatever other interest things you have, and you just do your tax return. There's not much choice to do. When you're retired, you've got all these different pots of money, right? You've got the taxable, you know, bucket of money. You got the tax deferred, tax free, regular dollars. And which one you take money from is going to create how your taxes are structured. Well, that is something that I have not seen any web page do yet, and any robo advisor, you know, really help people with. So, and that is critical information, because if you screw that up, you could be paying way more tax, and that loses a lot of returns. So even if that robo advisor did a great job, if you're paying 10 or 15% more tax because you're doing things wrong, well, there goes most of that return, right?
Right. So true. So how do you help your clients create a plan that's designed to address all these different factors?
Well, you know, it's again about having a plan. So that's the biggest thing, right? You know, that four-letter word, plan. And yeah, so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan. So we look at everything in there, inflation, taxes, all the stuff, how each type of money is taxed differently, when you're going to take money from which, and so forth. You know, do you have some lifetime income? Most of us don't have pensions, so we can often help people get some sort of guaranteed lifetime income, because there's so many studies that say that's the only way you're going to be able to survive in retirement is have some sort of lifetime payout of money. And so that's gotten to be bigger and bigger. And then we look at the investments, look at you know, taxes, look at healthcare, legacy, all those things. And once we have that all in a cohesive plan, it's very easy to account for all these situations, good and bad and in between, and know we're going to be okay and know that you're going to be able to retire with worry less wealth. I mean, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. We can set up a time to talk. No cost, no obligation right now for any radio listeners. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creative Radio with Eric Heckman, who is here today to help you create a retirement strategy. If you don't have one yet, you need to get one. Eric talks about that all the time, and he's offering you a blueprint to worry less wealth. So listen for your chance to give them a call and get in for an appointment or even a phone call. It's all complimentary. Eric, we know you get questions all the time about retirement, no matter where you are, whether you're actually working or just, you know, in your leisure. So we're going to dig into your mailbag right now, and I'll ask you some common retirement questions that you've been getting, okay?
Sounds great.
Let you answer them right here. Okay, so here's our first one. Our first one is from Jenny. Jenny says, my husband's been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't need to panic immediately. I do think we are fine financially if he does retire, but I don't think it will be mentally the right choice right now. Who should we talk to?
Dr. Phil?
Maybe. The therapist?
No. The odd part about my job is it does get to be a somewhat psychology based, and
yeah,
so that's always a little tough. I mean, making the jump to being retired is often tough, right? Because people say, "Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And they have so much time, and you know, I kind of like to call it wantment instead of retirement. You know, where you do what you want versus what you have to do, and it is typically amazing because I would find that 6 to 9 months after somebody's retired, we can barely get a hold of them. And then they find out that, like, they don't know how they had time to work before that. So a lot of times it does change, but it is also very stressful just withdrawing money from the, you know, you've been putting money in one direction, right, for 30, 40 years, just putting it away, and then taking the money back out. People just a lot of times have actually very emotional, even sometimes physical reactions, like it freaks them out of why I don't want to take money out. And it's like, that's why he did it.
That's what it's for.
Right? So, yeah. So it can be tough. Obviously, if you have a income plan and you can see that the numbers work, I think that takes a lot of the worry out of it. And obviously, that's why our process is worry less wealth. So I think that's something where, you know, they could be definitely helped with that in terms of, you know, seeing, okay, are you good financially with being retired? And then it's up to you if you're emotionally ready to be retired. So that's a tougher one, not one I can fully answer.
Do you find sometimes people will retire and then come to you after they've been working with you and come to you and they say, I got to go back to work. I'm too bored or whatever. Do you have that a lot?
A lot of them I jokingly call fail at retirement because they go back and get a job just because, somebody called them. I mean, I actually had one client that, you know, took a package from his company, and then his company was so short-staffed that they ended up, you know, hiring him back through a temp agency because they could, since they paid him to leave, they couldn't hire him directly and stuff. And so it was kind of weird because he left and then he was gone for a month or two and then went right back. And so he's like, well, it's good money, I might as well keep doing it. And so People do that a lot.
Yeah, I bet so. In fact, I had a friend who did that too. They retired, had a big retirement party for him, and then he went, wow, I'm spending too much money. I better go back to work. So anyway, okay, here's another one for you. This is from Phil. Phil says, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start, Eric?
Yeah, these are super dangerous now because you have to be very, very careful. So ever since 2020, there's a new law that says, when you roll these over, so you want to be very careful and roll that into an inherited IRA, or sometimes people call them beneficiary IRAs. And so it still has your father's name on it and then your name. And so what happens is you now, under the old rules, you could stretch it out for sometimes 20, 30, 40 years, and you just had to take out so much every year. This one, if you inherit that in 2022, you have to have that account spent by 2032.
Whoa.
So you got 10 years to kind of blow through the money. Mm. Doesn't sound very good. Why are you blowing through dad's money that he's worked all his life to save, right? And it's really just to get the tax money back. Obviously, you don't have to spend it, but you do have to withdraw it. So you also don't want to wait till the 10th year and take it all out then, because that could be a nasty tax hit. So often we usually just say, hey, let's take out 10% a year and just, you know, keep taking it out over time. But you do want to be very careful. So the new rules are no requirement to withdraw the money, but by the 10th year, it has to be all gone.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a requirement.
Yeah. So you might as well start doing it now. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right. Anybody listening right now, if you have questions about that, certainly Eric and his team are here to guide you with that and a lot more. Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184. Eric, tell them what that appointment is like when they come in and see you, or maybe just virtually in a Zoom call.
Yeah, so usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry-less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. You know, just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry-less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We're going through some mailbag questions for Eric. He's answering them on the air for us. This next one is interesting. It's from Al. Al says, is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults. Nothing ever seems fair enough. And then Al says, plus we paid for braces and college and cars and weddings. I feel like that should be enough.
It's totally fine. I mean, if you don't think they're going to be good stewards of the money, then yeah, you don't have to leave it to them. You know, often I find also that, you know, once there may be grandkids, well, then the story might change a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, yeah, you could leave it to differently there. You also could leave it to a trust and then have somebody else spend the money out to them. If you've got a friend that's ideally younger than you, because, if they're the same age or older, it may not be as good. But there are options and there's ways to actually build that into a plan. So, with a good plan, you can have that done.
Here's another one. We have a female now. And this one, she says, Eric, what are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Yeah, Sarah. So, I mean, with Social Security, there's, you know, probably sometimes I think one of the worst ones is actually calling them, because what I find is they love to be what they think is nice, and they'll often when my clients are applying for Social Security, they'll actually say, hey, we can get you 6 months backward. Well, we'll give you this big check. Well, the part they always forget to tell people is, you know, that big check sounds great, right? So, people get very tempted, but it also means that you're going to go backwards 6 months in age and get that benefit, which means you're now locking in your entire lifetime benefits lower.
Less.
Yeah. And so for most people, that's about a 4% drop.
Oh, no.
So one of these things where, okay, yeah, it's nice to get that 6 months of check, but now you've lowered your income for life by 4% for forever.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
dear.
So that'd be one thing. There are some unique situations if you're, you know, widowed, there's some benefits. If you're divorced, you know, you can still get your ex's benefit, potentially, you know, half of their benefit if you were married for at least 10 years. So, I mean, their website, Social Security's website, isn't bad. It's, you know, they've done better about improving it and stuff. They do have some tools even on it now to kind of help you figure it out. One big problem with Social Security is they went paperless. So those statements they used to send you, they supposedly send them to you when you're 61, but lots of times people when 61 still don't get them. But every once in a while, somebody randomly gets one when they're younger. So who knows what their actual system is? Nobody knows. But yeah, one of the things, the best things you can do is just look it up every year. So, you know, go to ssa.gov, which is Social Security Administration.gov, and you can create your own account, get that online anytime you want. And yeah, I would say, like, especially maybe around tax time, great time to be looking that up and just go there and say, hey, what is my Social Security benefit and such? So, you know, if you're just looking that up, just by watching that alone, you're going to at least, you know, get some idea of what it's going to be. So again, all this stuff takes education and knowledge. You know, one of the things that we can do too is we've got a great little tool. It's kind of a little bit of a quiz or challenge, I guess. It's not exactly a wordle or anything like that, but, yeah, there's a checklist that we have, a retirement checklist. And so if you want to just text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text word checklist, 800-454-1184. And we'll send you a link there so you can download that. Or you can also download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with the rest of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. Eric has been right here in Silicon Valley helping people have remarkable retirements for 30 years now. He is here to help you today as well weather any financial storm. With everything going on in the world right now, Eric's going to outline some of the major risks that are on the horizon today, and he'll talk about some all-weather strategies to help you protect your savings no matter what kind of storm unfolds in the financial world. Here's that phone number we want you to have handy today, 800-454-1184. We give you that number because you can call Eric and his team for a complimentary appointment, all right? Or maybe just a phone conversation. Also complimentary, 800-454-1184. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on, right? If you've been by the pump anytime recently or, you know, just buying groceries or anything, that we know that the world's changing and inflation's back and things we've been talking about that were coming, you know, are here. And, you know, as long as you have a plan for that works for everything, like you said, that all weather strategy, then you're okay. But the problem is a lot of times people were kind of only planning for the market going up and the Fed keep printing money and everything always only going one way, and trees don't hit outer space, and you know, so things also don't always go up forever. So time to have a little bit more reality check.
Right. All right. So we're going to get into the value of having a financial strategy, but I want to take you back to 2008. Bear Stearns, an 85-year-old investment bank, collapsed, and it was sold to J.P. Morgan Chase at $2 a share. You remember those days well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, yeah, who knew that was just going to be the start of it. Things that may happen down the road here too. Yeah, we'll have to see how companies are positioned for this, making this shift, because sometimes they're caught off guard, and yeah, that can definitely happen in a fast-paced manner. And you know, a lot of those people that worked there had, of course, put all their money in that company, right? And then, you know, oh, that's my retirement plan. I'll just sell off all my stock and oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't sell it off for much, right?
No.
So, okay. So that value in having a financial strategy that can weather all kinds of conditions. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, so the biggest problem, I think, is that really it all kind of starts, you know, going back to the 401k days when they first invented them. And originally they were pretty decent because they had usually a guaranteed option and they had some more options in there. Usually the insurance companies, investment companies would work together. Now, of course, it's all run by investments only. And so 100% of your money now is in the market. And when the markets go bad, guess what happens to 100% of your money if it's in the same spot, right? You know, they all go down. And, you know, there's no pension manager in the world that would put 100% of their money in the stock market. You know, they have private equity, they have hedge funds, they have, you know, real estate, other things. And sadly enough, you know, that's what we kind of get stuck with our 401ks. So, you know, you have to have some foundational money, some stuff that's not going to go away in those bad times. That's going to be there for you. That's guaranteed. Can't drop, but hopefully at least is earning more than 0.5%, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, otherwise you're not going to keep up with inflation for sure. And then you also need some steady income money, some stuff that is low volatility but pays good dividends. And those kind of dollars can be great because as those monies just keep coming in, yeah, they can ebb and flow a little bit. Maybe they'll move up and down a little bit in pricing, but they're paying you that 5%, 6%, 7%, ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And then you can have the money in the market. But the problem is most people have, because of the 401k, everything in the market. And when the market goes bad, so does their account, right?
Exactly. All right. So obviously, you know, whether the economy is growing in a bull market or pulling back in a bear market, we have to have that strategy. That's what we need to get. Tell us what goes in. You have, you know, your blueprint to worryless wealth, and that's basically an all-weather strategy that works in all stages of a market cycle. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I mean, really what we do is, you know, first focus on income. You know, you can't have retirement without income. Otherwise you're just unemployed, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that's the first and foremost, is making sure that income not only is, where is it going to come from? Because, you know, you need to have a paycheck, right? But also, how is that going to be taxed? You know, which assets to touch first? And is it increasing with inflation? Is it going to be there for the rest of your lifetime? You know, does it run out at 75 or 95? You know, big difference, right, between
big
the two.
Time, yeah.
And so we want to know that before you go to retirement, because if you go to retire and then find out it's at 75, that's a little scary, right? Especially if you're 74 when you get there to figure that out. So yeah, we want to figure that ahead of time. You know, and then we also want to look at what kind of volatility risk that you have. You know, on our website, actually, at wealthcreatorradio.com, there's a risk score that you can take. And, you know, it just tells you from 1 to 99 what you're comfortable with, how big that roller coaster you like to be on. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just if you like to be on the smaller roller coaster and you get serious motion sickness and you don't want to be on the big crazy one, then you want to know that before things happen. Now, unfortunately, obviously for this year, a lot of stuff's already happened, but it may get even worse. So, you know, what we want to do is we want to make sure that, you know your risk level before things get uglier. And then also taxes. I mean, most of the problem I see is a lot of people don't really understand the taxes, and mainly because they're working with financial advisors that say, oh, we don't give tax advice. Well, you're talking about capital gains, IRAs, 401k, you know, you're talking about all this taxable stuff and you don't give tax advice.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, so that's one of the areas that I think really people need to be focused on is, you know, there's certain assets that can be great in a portfolio, but they can even be better if they're in certain type of tax classifications. Like some of the steady income assets that we use have a lot of great tax benefits. Well, then maybe you don't want to put those in an IRA. Maybe you want to have that in your regular money and get those tax benefits. And so, you know, a lot of times people don't really understand, oh yeah, I should have my you know, highly taxable stuff in my IRA and my more tax efficient stuff in my regular dollars, my non-retirement dollars. So just by allocating those a little bit differently helps out a lot. And then, you know, looking at healthcare pre-65, you know, if you're going to retire before 65, how are you going to get that until you get to Medicare, and then figuring out that whole Medicare stuff, long-term care, all those issues. And then lastly, who's going to get your money when you're gone? How are you going to make sure you have that money there for you? So, you know, again, those are the five areas we want to look at is, you know, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And that's what we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. We used to charge a fee, but right now we are waiving that fee for all the people listening to the radio. So if you want to go ahead and do that, then we set up the next meeting. We kind of show you what path you're on. We'll tell you what's good, what's working, what may be issues. There's no risk or cost to you. So if you want to set up that time, just give us a call and leave us a message. Or you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The Insured Retirement Institute says this. They say that about over 25% of workers are confused about how much income growth is needed to offset inflation, which is what we're seeing right now. 4 in 10 workers overestimate the amount of the average Social Security benefit. And then half of workers weren't sure how they could safely withdraw from those savings account without worrying about running out of money. What's your reaction to that?
They need to have some education.
Yeah, right?
They need to sit down with somebody and really talk to them and run the numbers out. And obviously, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, the biggest key is just try to be saving 15%. If you can't get up to 20% of your money, you know, between short-term, long-term, and medium-term monies, but save that money. But once you're in your 50s, you need to have some projections. You need to figure that out. You need to have that income plan. And again, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, if that's something that somebody wants to get some help with, again, all you have to do is call and leave a message, or just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.